Why does God let Mom get sick over and over again? And why can't the doctors figure out what's wrong?
I wish that God would answer all of our questions. But even when He doesn't, we have to trust that He's still in control. My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. Have you ever had a question for God but were afraid to ask it because you thought it might make Him mad? I mean, you might not like the way things are going in your family, or maybe you're unhappy with the way you look or how you feel. Remember, you can take any of your questions to God no matter what. He's always willing to listen, even if you're mad or upset. Psalm 116 says, "I love the Lord because He hears my voice and my prayer for mercy." Our story today is entitled, "Why?" "Layla, don't touch that," Grandma said softly. Dylan watched as his grandma caught his baby sister's hand before she could reach the pan of cookies that had just come out of the oven. "Why?" Layla asked. "Because you might get burned," Grandma said. "Why?" Layla asked again. Grandma smiled. "Because the pan is hot." "Why?" Dylan rolled his eyes. "This is what she does, Grandma. She goes on and on like that all day long." "You did too at her age." Grandma scooped Layla up and carried her to the living room. Dylan noticed Grandma's phone on the counter and checked the screen. Still no update from Dad. He joined his grandma and sister in the living room, not wanting to be alone. "Grandma, why does God let Mom get sick over and over again?" he asked. "Dad just took her to the emergency room last week, and now they're there again." Grandma squeezed his shoulder. "I know it's hard, Dylan. I'm worried too."
"But why is it happening, Grandma? And why can't they just figure out what's going on so we don't have to be so scared?"
His grandma smiled. "You're starting to sound like Lila." Dylan swallowed. "Sometimes I just don't know why God acts the way He does." "It's okay to question God and wonder why He's working the way He is," Grandma said. "In the Psalms, we read of others who did that. They knew that even though they might not get the answers they wanted, God would listen to their questions. Even Jesus, right before He died on the cross, asked God why. He understands what it's like to go through hard things and not have all the answers."
"So God's not mad when I ask all of the why questions?"
"Not at all," Grandma said. "He's patient with you like we try to be patient with your sister."
"I just want Mom to be healthy again," Dylan said. "More than wanting to know why, I want her to get better."
"I know," Grandma said. "We all want that. Remember that God cares about her more than anyone. He sent His own Son to die for her. Whatever happens, we can trust Him to listen and be with us." So, how about you? Do you ever wonder why God lets bad things happen? Have you tried asking Him why? Or are you worried He might get upset if you ask Him difficult questions? He loves you deeply, even when you struggle to believe He is good. He understands your feelings and welcomes your questions. Trust that He listens to you and cares for you. Our key verses are Psalm 116, verses 1 and 2.
"I love the Lord because He hears my voice and my prayer for mercy. Because He bends down to listen, I will pray as long as I have breath."
And our key thought for today: God listens to our difficult questions. If you have questions about today's Keys for Kids, you can start by asking your parents or a pastor, or you can also ask us. Visit keysforkids.org and click Contact Us. Then you can send your question, and we would love to help you grow more in your relationship with God. As always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.